Audio 9.1.
Hi, Denise. I've got a bit of a problem, and at this stage I need some very general advice on what I should do to avoid any possible fines or penalties.
Okay.
Well, it involves teddy bears.
Teddy bears?
Yes. You see, I'm importing the Love You Always teddy bear. It has a heart that lights up when you hug it.
Sounds lovely.
It is. It runs on rechargeable batteries, which we sell with a charger along with the bears. We've been doing a lot of advertising for the Christmas market, and it's been a huge seller. A big hit with kids and adults alike. At least, it was.
What do you mean, was?
Well, there was a manufacturing fault. The manufacturers didn't use the correct glue, and quite a few of the bears' eyes came off. We've had to do a product recall of 10,000 bears in Ireland. Well, that's bad enough, but what's even worse is disposing of the things. It's a real nightmare. I mean, we can hardly take 10,000 bears to a landfill, can we? And there's the added complication of some EU directive on batteries. Each bear has 2 rechargeable batteries and 1 charger. So that's 20,000 batteries and 10,000 chargers to be got rid of. At the moment, my house and office are stuffed with the things.
Right. There are 2 directives covering this situation. Well, 3 if you count the battery directive, which is on the way but not in force yet. So, at the moment, we have the WEEE Directive 96 of 2002. This is the Waste Electrical and Electronic Equipment Directive. Then there's the restriction on the use of certain hazardous substances in electrical and electronic equipment, the ROHS Directive 95 of 2002. And you're right. If the bears are covered by one or both of these directives, you may well have to make special arrangements for correct disposal, or else you could possibly be in line for a penalty, or, at the very least, bad publicity.
How do I know if these directives are applicable?
Well, it's not that clear-cut. The directives apply to equipment that's dependent on electric current in order to work properly, like an electric kettle or an electric iron. I presume you don't or can't plug the bear in if the light in his heart is getting weak.
No, it's not a plug-in bear. It only works on rechargeable batteries.
Right. If your bear was a plug-in bear and you could turn the power on and off, then it would obviously be covered. But this is a really grey area because of the rechargeable batteries. They have to be charged with electricity and they won't work without it. And the bear won't work without the batteries. Off the top of my head, I think you're still covered by the directives because the bear doesn't work without batteries and these are rechargeable. So before you do anything, I think we need to discuss this in more depth. I'll put you through to my secretary and you can make an appointment to come in next week.